The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, a light has shone. These words of the prophet Isaiah, read but a few hours ago during Mass in the night, describe not only Isaiah's time and place, but point ahead of him 700 years later to the birth of the Lord Jesus, and beyond to our time and to all time. The land of deep darkness, of course, is the whole earth, and the people who walk in darkness are the entire human race. And even after the coming of Christ, our light, into our world 2,000 years ago, there is still darkness aplenty, both social and personal. War, hunger, disease, poverty, famine used as a weapon, violence, religious persecution, injustice, racial hatred, exploitation of immigrants and the poor, crimes against women and children. These can be found everywhere. And if they seem not to touch us in our safe corner of the world, it is only because we are not looking closely enough. But we do not have to look far to find darkness, because it is not only in the world, it is always also within our own hearts. We lie, cheat, and steal. We are unfaithful to our spouses and break solemn vows in the name of personal fulfillment. We kill our children in the womb by the millions and call it freedom. We enslave ourselves to drugs, alcohol, pornography, and unchastity. We use our money for self-indulgence and think little of those who are suffering. Then we turn away from the face of God to avoid reckoning with our misdeeds and tell jokes about Catholic guilt in the vain attempt to justify our own unrighteousness. In other words, darkness is both all around us and deep inside us. And the darkness can sometimes be so deep that it seems there is no possibility of light shining through it. But it only seems that way. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, a light has shone. And where is that great light? In a crib. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The Son of Mary, who was conceived without a human father, was born in a town whose name means house of bread. And he is none other than God the Son, the one who is light from light and true God from true God, the Father's eternal Word, by whom and for whom all things were made, and in whom all things continue in being. At the time of Christ's birth into our dark world, the angel of the Lord appeared in the night to shepherds living in the fields. And St. Luke tells us that when the glory of the Lord shone round them, they were sore afraid. But why? Why were the shepherds filled with fear rather than with joy at the nearness of God? Because sinful man cannot stand in the presence of the Holy One of Israel. And until we are purified of all disordered self-love, the radiant glory of God will be for us not a cause of joy, but of fear and shame. Remember that the children of Israel could not abide even the reflected glory of God in Moses. And that is why the lawgiver veiled his face. That is also why the Father's only begotten Son laid aside his divine glory and clothed himself in human flesh to come among us and to share our suffering and proclaim the gospel of salvation and establish his church to be the enduring sign and sacrament of his presence among us. And finally then to be glorified by his passion, death, and resurrection. Our union with the Lord Jesus, a union accomplished by faith, hope, and love, is what changes our fear into joy, because only Christ can free us from our sins, restore us to righteousness, redeem us from the grave, and raise us up to eternal life. My friends, Jesus of Nazareth is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the desire of the nations and the Messiah of Israel. Christ is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Son of David and Prince of Peace. He is the Bread of Heaven and the Lamb of God, the brightness of the Father's glory and the light of the world. He is all of those things and more. But at the beginning, as we rejoice today to remember, he was simply a baby. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, a light has shone. That light shone 2 millennia ago in Bethlehem, and it shines today and always in the sacred liturgy, in the Holy Scriptures, and in the lives of all who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, especially through the works of mercy and continuing conversion to holiness. This is how the darkness is pierced and overcome, by the light of the truth and grace in Jesus Christ. The angel said to the shepherds, "Be not afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." Amen. Alleluia. Come, Lord Jesus.